my dictation for Tracy Vull Jazz. T like Tom, R-A-C-Y, V-U-L-J-A-J. Tracy Vull Jazz is a victim of automobile accident on 4/21/2022. Date of birth is 2/27/1970. Date of service is 1/19/2023. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. According to her, she is suffering from pain in the neck, mid-back, back to the end of 7. Left shoulder pain is 7, and pain left hip, and left knee, and left ankle is also 7. Overall, ADLs are affected 7, and she has 40% relief in the pain due to the physical therapy and other conservative treatment. ADLs are affected in 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 as follows: general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 7. In the system review in neurology and psych, patient reports that she's suffering from headaches, which are 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and there is a history of dizziness, vertigo, and she's already seen eye doctor, who has reported that she has a cataract for which she needs surgery. However, no vision disturbance are not related to brain trauma. There is a report fainting, but it is related to not drinking water and hypoglycemia. No seizures and no confusion, disorientation, or lack of loss of equilibrium or memory loss is reported. There's no lack of focus. It does have anxiety, depression, panic, and moderate difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that there is a stiffness of the neck and shoulder and lower back, and also pain in the shoulder, left shoulder, and left knee, left ankle and foot, and left hip, as well as left wrist. And in the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is asthma, there is chest pain, and shortness of breath. Denies any difficulty breathing and coughing. In last 30 days, patient says she was not able to see any corrector due to they are not paying for it. And she reports that there is a moderate improvement in the pain, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is done with codeine. And now, substance abuse, none is reported. Patient has been advised for marijuana use, for applying for medical marijuana. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant with pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure 139/93, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 12/9/2022. Dictation number is 12/10/050. The patient missed her visit for 10 days. It appears that she doesn't qualify for narco, which is not being given. Patient is provided now with a medication following Celebrex 15 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory with Acifex 20 milligram daily for protection of the stomach. Elevil 50 milligram for sleep GAD disorder, Xanax for GAD disorder and sleep. 0.5 milligram at night. Lyrica is being given pro 50 milligram at night, and Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for headache relief. The patient has been provided all the information about her MRIs, and the patient has a high blood pressure to begin with, and she was referred to a primary care doctor, and now the blood pressure has come down. She is being scheduled for left shoulder pain, which is due to the AC joint arthropathy, and glenoid labrum is okay. There is no rotator cuff involvement, looks like, on the into the left shoulder. They're all okay. Next, in the cervical spine, there is a disc bulging at C23, C34, C45, C56, C6. And she is advised about cervical epidural steroid injection. In the thoracic spine, she has a bulging disc at T2 and T3, and T6 and 9, and a herniated disc at T8 and 9. And in the lumbar spine, she has a herniated disc at L1, L2. L2-3 is disc bulging. L3-4 disc bulging. L4-5 and L5-S1, there is a bulging disc. And with a facet joint hypertrophy, etc. The patient has been advised to come for lumbar epidural, thoracic epidural, and cervical epidural. And she has been given all the therapy. And she has not been forthcoming for the injection. Only one time she came, but her blood pressure was sky high and could not be done. We'll try to attempt to schedule her for lumbar epidural. And her surgical options have been discussed with her. If she denies, then we'll be discharging her. Thank you.